And last time we were talking to Margaret Mills, she was telling us all about the old hag of Felsted, but you're going back there again. No hags this time.
No hags this time, no. Last time, as you say, I talked about this very ugly effigy on George Boot's house. Now, this time we're going across the road to the Swan Inn. Now, it's no longer there, but up until about the beginning of the 20th century, outside the Swan Inn used to stand a boulder of limestone. Now, this boulder of limestone was roughly about 2 foot by 3 foot in size. And one of the things that was remarkable about it is that there was an indentation, almost a hole, in the block of limestone. And people said or claimed that many years ago, this hole was lead-lined and it was used to fill with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And vinegar was used as a plague preventative or a disinfectant, if you like, back in the days when epidemics and plagues regularly swept through country villages as well as towns. Mm-hmm. It would be filled with vinegar, and one of the uses for this was that when people were out and about doing their shopping, they would pay for their shopping using coins. And it was recognised that one of the ways you could spread the plague was by passing coins from hand to hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so people would gather at the plague stone and they would dip their coins into the bowl or indentation filled with vinegar, and then they would go off and do their shopping.
And very wise too.
And very wise too, indeed. Now, this is something, a story that was maintained over many hundreds of years.
Mm.
The stone is no longer outside the inn, and I'm told that it's had a bit of a checkered history. It was sort of passed round the village, and it would appear that nobody actually wanted it. But it's come to rest, we're told, in one of the houses in the village now.
Well, well, well.
But no longer filled with vinegar.
Well, we don't know that, because we don't know where it is.
No,
it could be.
True, but I doubt it somehow.
Right, okay, thanks very much. And what are you looking at next time?
Next time I'm going to look at some herbal remedies.
Okay, thanks.